Motion to come back into regular session from executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Dever, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action?
No, Mr. Vincent. There was discussion with the legal counsel concerning strategies in the matters that we went into executive session for, and there is no need for any motion coming out today.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll now revert back to the agenda. We had minutes from March 19th. Any corrections, questions about the minutes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two matters. First is from the Seaford Library and Cultural Center, and it's a letter from John C. Painter, Library Director. Dear Mr. Lawson, thank you for your February 18, 2013 memorandum announcing that the Sussex County Council voted to approve a donation of $350,000 to the 11 independent libraries. Mr. Michael Vincent, Sussex County Council President, attended the Seaford Library and Cultural Center of Trustees meeting on March 13, 2013 to present a check to the trustees. I also want to thank you for your support, past and present, to the Sussex County Public Libraries. I've been director at the Seaford Library for 4 years, and I've never witnessed or encountered the level of support for libraries as that currently being given by Sussex County officials and administrators. There is a second letter addressed to Mr. Phillips. The Board of Frankfort Public Library and the director are very grateful for your recent gift. It could not have come at a more opportune time with our building project underway. Again, thank you very much for your donation.
Any correspondence from council?
No.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are now at the time where we're going to hear from Mrs. Marlene Mervine with the Nanticoke River Watershed Conservancy, a group over near outside Seaford, Delaware, that is involved with land conservancy activity, and she's going to update the council on their programs. Thank you.
That's how to say the Collins is pawn, is it? Is this how you're going to say the Collins is pawn? Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very
thank
much.
You.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cooper, thank you, sir. I heard you.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see you're still out and about.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out and about, all right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Board of Directors and the members of the Nanticoke River Watershed Conservancy, we would like to extend our appreciation and thankfulness for you allowing us to come before you today and to share with you an introduction of what we're about and who we are. Each of you represents a special district in Sussex County that contains special places and patches of land that are unique to your own district. It has been noted that where people grow up and the places that where they come from help to mold and shape them as people and turn them into the people that they are to become. And so we would like to know that we are part of the patches of in the Sussex County quilt of those special places. The Nanticoke River Watershed Conservancy is helping to conserve our watershed's patches of special places and its their natural resources. We were founded in 1991, and we're a 501c3 local nonprofit, citizen-based land trust, and promote voluntary preservation of natural habitats. We're based out of Seaford, Delaware, and we work within the entire Nanticoke watershed, both in Delaware and in Maryland. We're governed by an all-volunteer board of directors. Our mission is to identify and promote and actively seek protections of lands with natural, aesthetic, historic significance to monitor those and force the protection of those lands for future generations. We'll show you a couple of beautiful shots of our watershed. These are some of those little patches I was telling you about that help to mold and shape us and hopefully eventually our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Our watershed drains 1/4 of Delaware's land and is one of the waters from these lands empty into the Nanticoke River through Maryland into Tangier Sound and into the Chesapeake Bay estuary. This is a map of our watershed. As you can see, it encompasses all of southwestern Sussex County. The red arrow denotes Seaford and the little area on Chapel Branch, which holds our signature property, Chapel Branch Nature Area. Our watershed is comprised over 800 square miles in both Delaware and Maryland, and the main uses in our watershed, land uses, are forestry and agriculture. Our objectives are to network with other groups to support planning that emphasizes environmental health, community well-being, and the aesthetics of our watershed, to promote our organization and educate those who might assist the Conservancy in its mission, to solicit and acquire sites within the Nanticoke River watershed, and to monitor the preservation of Conservancy-controlled real estate. Our holdings include 400 acres of ecologically significant habitat in the Nanticoke watershed. We have 14 sites ranging in size from 2 to 200 acres, three on which we allow public access. Our properties are worth well over $1 million, and they are protected by fee simple acquisitions with easements on each acquisition, fee simple property, and also others just by conservation easements. And all of those properties are in perpetuity. They're not for 10 years or 15 years. They're in perpetuity. The type of lands that we consider for protection are special habitats, agricultural lands, open space and natural lands, forested lands, and also special places that contribute to water quality and air quality improvement within the watershed. And also the last three, forested lands, wetlands, and uplands. Recent scientific findings indicate that the forests and wetlands are increasingly important to and valuable to our welfare and health nationally, particularly in, as you think back on the map, of where the headwaters of the Nanticoke River, and we contain a lot of freshwater wetlands. Freshwater wetlands and some of their, like vernal pools and so forth, are considered some of the most biologically diverse habitats on Earth. Our organization prides ourselves in partnering with other folks. We do this to protect some of these patches of our land quilt that are so important to our future generations. We are a member of the National Land Trust Alliance, of course, and we're a member. I also partner with the Delaware Nature Society. Right now, our main project with them is environmental education with Seaford School District's middle school, and bringing students from that middle school out to our Chapel Branch nature area for environmental studies. We also partner with the State of Delaware and the Division of Parks and Division of Fish and Wildlife. Some examples of that would be our cooperation with, in order to have acquired our DuPont Nature Center, our Chapel Branch Nature Center. We partnered with the corporate DuPont and the DuPont Seaford plant, which is now in Vista, the Nature Conservancy, and the Nanticoke Watershed Alliance. This is a picture of our Chapel Branch, and I'm going to diverge a little bit here. This is taken to let you know where this is. It's taken from Woodland Road. Can you guys see?
Yeah, I can see.
From Woodland Road, looking north. This is Chapel Branch. All the land to the right in this picture is the Chapel Branch nature area, 160 acres of which is the nature area, and another 37 acres, which is right on the river. The lands to the left are a parcel of property that is now on the market, and we feel that is one of the most important opportunities for acquisition that we have had ever since our inception 20 years ago. And we're working and negotiating with the landowner in order to effect some kind of an agreement in order to protect that land. It would add on 20 acres additional to the Chapel Branch Nature Area and our 3.5 miles of nature trails there. It would also have the potential for possibly a multi-acre meadow restoration or additional trails, and also a huge buffering zone to the river to protect water quality for the Nanticoke. Chapel Branch has community and recreational values, and one of them, as I mentioned, is the 3.5 miles of nature trails that are open to the public. We allow Seaford High School's cross-country team to hold their meets and their training sessions there. And they were judged by Delaware Today as having one of the best cross-country trails in the state. We also sponsor, along with the community, 5K runs through the summer. We allow bird watching, or allow the Sussex Bird Club to conduct bird watching and nature study and hiking there. They do that in conjunction with the National Audubon Society with their Christmas bird counts and a different other monitoring. Bird monitoring activities. And the last one is the Delaware Breeding Bird Atlas. They have tracked a lot of bird species at Chapel Branch for particularly migrating warblers that come through that area. The financial arrangement that we had in order to acquire Chapel Branch was we purchased the easement with the assistance of a loan from the Nature Conservancy from the DuPont Corporation. We were able to pay that off with foundation grants and community donations. Our next property that we're so proud of is Newton Woods. That is the first property that we have taken in 22 years ago. This property was a gift of 29 acres from the Newton family in Bridgeville. And since that time, we have participated in partnerships with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and Ducks Unlimited in a two-phase wetland restoration project, which restored probably 18 acres of that to working wetlands that are functional and that had been disturbed in prior years. We enlisted the local high school Woodbridge FFA group as site stewards through the Delaware Adopt-a-Wetland program, and they are doing a terrific job in taking care of that site for us. This is a picture of the FFA group. You can see them in the background and in the tree out working at the site. They will be developing trails along this corridor as well. The National U.S. Fish and Wildlife sign to the left shows the partners that participated in that restoration, and also shows that the group's a member of the this whole site is in the Delaware Adopt-a-Wetland program under the Division of Fish and Wildlife. We are required by the National Land Trust Alliance to monitor our sites on a yearly basis or more often if possible, and photo to the left is another one of our sites, the Messick site east of Bridgeville. Mrs. Messick there is doing some macroinvertebrate monitoring. The other photo is of members of the Sussex Bird Club as they are doing bird counts, probably at their winter Christmas count. Our future projects and partnerships include many. We are partnering with the state on the Captain John Smith National Trail Initiative, just assisting with information and contacting landowners. We partner with the Western Sussex Byway Corridor with the state and the county, and the county has just asked us to participate on the working group planning for Woodland Park. We are involved with the Seaford to Woodland Trail Initiative. Part of that will be I think, included in the Sussex Byway, but we would like it to go all the way to Woodland, so we're working on that project. We would like to increase our land acquisitions. We now have 5 in progress. We need help. it's very expensive, and but there are significant properties, as we just showed you on the other photo. We would like to increase our easements in perpetuity again, and we'd also like to enhance our managed sites and for habitats for wildlife. Our future is that we envision a diversity of natural habitats and rural working landscapes balanced with well-defined towns, and aspire to protect a full range of lands and waters to sustain the natural aesthetic and cultural significance of the watershed and the historic significance as well, in concert with public and private partners, and to manage all of those properties to create and maintain new avenues to strengthening a vibrant local economy in Western Sussex. We have wonderful opportunities before us, as we mentioned, the 5 projects that we're involved in, plus habitat enhancements. We really need to perhaps hire staff, or one at least, and we're struggling to define ways of funding those projects. Adding new special patches to that Sussex County quilt is just incredibly important. Those patches of land where our great-grandchildren can come and appreciate the Sussex County that shaped and molded their heritage and shaped and molded their grandparents and all of us. We, again, appreciate so much you allowing us to come before you and request consideration for funding if that would be possible. We had noticed in the Seaford Star about a month ago that there had been a budget surplus for the county, and we were thinking, wow, maybe this would be some that maybe it's gone already, but we were thinking that, you know, perhaps we'd like to get on your radar and be considered for funding to help us improve Western Sussex County. And I would like to leave you with a National Land Trust Alliance quote, and that is, land isn't expensive, it's priceless. Thank you very much. These are some of the members of our board of directors: Ruth Townsend, Steve Cooper, and Donna Smith Moore, and Betsy Archer are here with us. We have in the packet of information we gave you there are other board of directors listed. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next on the agenda is County Administrator's Report for March 26, 2013. Item number 1, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Barrington Park Phase 2, otherwise known as Coventry at Barrington Park, received substantial completion effective March 19, 2013. Second, Stokely Center Initiative. The public is invited to participate in a meeting to discuss the Stokely Center Initiative from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. tomorrow, March 27th, in the Sussex County Council Chambers at To the Circle, Georgetown. While the Stokely Center continues to serve the needs of some Delaware residents with developmental disabilities, for more than a year, a diverse group of community members has been looking at potential uses of the center's state land and facilities to improve the health and well-being of Sussex County residents. Tomorrow's meeting is an opportunity for the public to provide input to the working group, who has been tasked to develop a plan to help the state realize the full potential of the Stokely Center and its surrounding properties on behalf of the people of Sussex County. The public is encouraged to attend and participate. Finally, county offices will be closed on Friday, March 29th, in honor of Good Friday. Offices will reopen on Monday, April 1 at 8:30 a.m. The County Council will not meet on April 2nd. The next county meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 9th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. This morning I will be discussing our pension and OPEB plans, and this is from our quarterly pension committee meeting that we had in February. And in your packet, you received the draft minutes of that February meeting, and the investment performance report as of December 31st, 2012. I'll go over the specifics of that meeting, and I do have a couple of recommendations to our pension plan and our OPEB plan. But before I cover those recommendations, I'll briefly highlight some of the things in the performance report that I feel are important. We just did get a full evaluation in November to make our annual contribution, so I'm not going to cover all the statistics and things that are in this report. It's very long, and you can do that and call me if you have any questions. But just an observation on some of the rates of returns for the calendar year. And you can read the report at your leisure. For the pension plan on page 8 for 2012, we had a $3.8 million gain and a 9.7% return. We were pleased with that. It was 3.2% last year, which was also very well considering the average across the country was 1%. Wilmington Trust had strong returns versus the benchmark, but still is lagging some because of some constraints, and I'm going to focus on this a little bit in my recommendations. Fidelity continues to do strong. DuPont Capital had average returns, and the state of Delaware did perform below the benchmark for the quarter and the year, but however, over the last 3 years, they are ahead of their benchmark. So the reality in long-term pension is that no fund outperforms every year, and we look for consistency and those kinds of things when we rate our investment managers. On page 13, just a real snapshot on the equities, if you just look at a composite since inception, overall 23% is an actual and 22% is the benchmark. So we've got a good mix in our equity section, I feel, and in our fixed income portion, 3% is the actual and 2.7% is the benchmark. So again, we're performing a little bit above our benchmark, which is very good. The good news is the OPEB fund, which we've been tweaking and working with over the last couple of years and completely restructured in 2011 and 2012. They had a $1.9 million gain and an 8.4% return, and that was over 4.5% last year. And this is the fund that we had pulled from the state, from their pool. It had sat a while as we changed up some ordinances so that we could not do request for proposal. We could just go by consultant, and we did a variety of investments for different managers, and we were pleased this year with a couple of things, that the low manager expenses that we were able to achieve and that the rate of return is coming up to what it should be. We added all kinds of complementary value growth stocks that complement each other, and we had a pretty strong performance. Again, though, in the fixed income portion, we're still lagging behind. And on page 34 is a look at all the different investment managers, and you can read the charts and see how these returns and performance is much better than we've had. I don't know if there's any questions on the performance report. Like I said, we got the big one in November. But I do have some recommendations. If you read through the minutes, we do find that perhaps maybe our fixed income is a little conservative, and that possibly what we're doing is 25% is allowable to be in corporate grade A investment bonds. That's cream of the crop as far as corporate bonds. And according to our pension consultant, this is a very conservative approach. He does feel that this keeps us lagging a little bit in the fixed income portion. And it was actually Mr. David Baker that suggested, well, we reach up to 50% of our fixed income would be allowable in the corporate grade A bonds. They have to be rated. We're just opening up that a little bit more, and the other 50% stays in the government securities, government agencies, the real tighter investments. So the recommendation for both plans, because they're both the same, pension and OPEB have the same fixed income structure as far as policy and what it can be invested in, was the pension committee's recommendation to increase the reflect a minimum of 50% be invested in U.S. government securities, treasuries, and agencies, while the other 50% may be invested in corporate bonds that have a minimum grade of A3 rating.
Did they vote on it?
It's a consideration. They did. They voted.
What was the vote?
7-0.
I'm unfamiliar.
I'm sorry. 6, because I think someone was, there was a board member that was absent.
Okay.
Yeah. It was voted to, you know, the recommendation of the committee was to allow.
What kind of security do we have with those? I'm unfamiliar with those.
With corporate grade A?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now we have, in our policy is 25%.
Mm-hmm, right.
If you were to say, like, a blue chip stock, so for instance, Sears, Coca-Cola, they would be corporate grade A, although I'm not saying those are the investments they would make, mm-hmm. but they are rated very high companies. They're like the all I can think of is the blue chip stocks that are very well-known, very established, long-term, IBM, those kinds of companies that have good bond ratings. The other 50% are the U.S. government securities, which has a much lower level of risk, as the government typically has the power to.
I know who they are.
Yeah. And we've discussed that with our own investment portfolio. That's a consideration, you know. I don't know if there's any other questions.
Any more questions from council?
I just have one thing. I know we're focusing on the investments of it all, but I still go back. I think there's some linkage to, you know, what we offer to employees, our pension, right? And I like we do with health benefits and stuff. You know, as we go into the future and the crazy environment we live in now financially with the risk and stuff, but, you know, with payrolls and salary increases and other things we do, would it be wise that we create a new pension package for new employees?
I thought we were doing that.
We're addressing that right now.
I know every time I ask, we're always addressing it, but are we getting anywhere clearer to...
Ask your administrator over there.
Yes, we are.
We are getting to a point where, because the future is going to be here before we know it.
It is here.
You are echoing the sentiments of your colleagues on council that you have heard this in the past. We are putting together a package for your review,
okay.
which includes options for new employees and moving in a new direction as far as their pension is concerned.
Right. We want to make sure it's sustainable. We've done a very good job, and partly because we took, when we had all that money coming in, we paid this up, and we're in a position where I think we're the envy of most, you know, municipal or county government. So it'd be a shame to drop the ball. So I'm glad to hear that we're moving forward on that.
Any more questions to the council?
What do you need from us on this?
I have a motion.
Council to ask some questions. You got a motion, Mrs. Webb?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Be it moved that upon recommendation by the Sussex County Council Pension Committee for both the pension and OPEB funds, we will amend the Wilmington Trust Investment Manager Agreement and the OPEB Investment Policy Statement to reflect a minimum of 50% of the portfolio must be invested in U.S. government securities, treasuries, and agencies. Corporate bonds must have a minimum rating of A3A rating. The average duration will be no greater than 25% of the benchmark and no less than 50% of the benchmark, and to change the manager's benchmark to Barclays Intermediate Government Credit Index.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm not sure of it, and I won't vote for it.
Okay, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on recommendation, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Also, based on recommendation of our committee, I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Hal Godwin, wastewater agreement.
Mr. President, members of council,